What does Miss Manners instruct one to do if one were to run out of wine at one's wedding? She doesn't answer that question. She says, it must simply never, ever happen. So it was in Jesus' time. Wine is more than a libation. It is hospitality, blessing, abundance, gladness, and love. To run low on any of that at any point in the week-long celebration was a disaster and a bad omen. If the wedding is lacking, what might the marriage lack? We live on an abundant planet. There's plenty of bread and wine for everyone. Yet we base our distribution of bread and beds and property and power on the myth that there's not enough to go around. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. writes, we compress our abundance into the overfed mouths of the middle and upper classes until they gag with superfluity, with excess. He says, if democracy is to have breadth of meaning, it is necessary to adjust this inequity. It is not only moral, but it is also intelligent. We are wasting and degrading human life by clinging to archaic thinking. Jesus produced 900 bottles of wine at Cana. Really good wine, we're told. He expects us to follow his pattern, to live in the same way, to recognize our abundance, to find creative solutions with the resources we have to share. Christians are to be distinguished from the so-called atheists of scarcity, who turn neighbors into competitors and finally into enemies with whom there must be endless wars for control of the bread supply. As one writer puts it, Christians must turn the myth of scarcity into the lyric of abundance. Jesus activates, animates, and equips us with every possible gift needed for the common good. It will not run out. Christians, remember your baptism. We have vastly more than we think we have. We are vastly more than we think we are.